Well, if it comes in a box or needs some sort of packaging, be it fruit or food, Impact is likely behind it. At the half-year mark, robust demand for the group's products, coupled with higher selling prices, have given the group a boost while helping offset rising input costs. As a result, headline earnings per share grew by over 31%, allowing the group to declare a dividend of 40 cents. Company CEO Bruce Strong joins us to unpack the group's interim performance and what it means for any future growth. Thank you so much for your time, Bruce. Now, we're seeing the same trends when you look at the paper and packaging market. I mean, companies are really benefiting from a recovery in demand and also the tight market conditions that we are seeing. Let's start off with your paper business. Largely good trading conditions across the business, but there were some pressure points. Talk to us about the dynamics of that mixed trading that we did see.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having me. Well, in the first instance, in our paper manufacturing business, we had strong demand locally and globally, actually, for containerboard and cartonboard. And that's underpinned by a number of factors, you know, including the after effects of all the COVID lockdowns around the world and the severe constraints around shipping. And that's underpinned basically a really good order book for our containerboard and cartonboard products in South Africa, which has meant in turn we've had to reduce our exports to service the local market. So that's been very positive. We've also seen good growth in the industrial, what we call the industrial and quick service restaurant sectors, which has offset declines in the fruit sector. In the fruit sector, we saw a number of our customers really wrestling with what to do with their product, given some of the sanctions on Russia and the effects of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and also just general supply chain matters here, for example, South African ports, and also some weather-related matters that affected the producers. So the fruit sector was down in the period, but that was offset by good growth in other sectors in our paper business, which we're very grateful. Mm. We also continue to invest in that sector, and we're seeing those investments starting to come through very nicely now as well.
Yeah, I'd actually prepared to ask why those exports were reduced. Obviously, you mentioned that to service the growing demand in the local market. How many legs does that have?
How many? Sorry, what was the question? How many legs?
Yeah, so legs. How far? Yes, how many legs does that have? Yeah. What's the momentum going forward?
Yeah, so well, we're in the fortunate position that most of our capacity in containerboard and cartonboard is sold out at the moment and so fully sort of ordered. You know, the order book is strong until the end of September. And with that in place, I mean, our first priority is always our local market. And that's why we've had to pull back the exports. Having said that, we are investing in our Felixton paper mill in Northern KwaZulu-Natal to increase capacity. That will be that increasing capacity just a little less than 10% will be completed by the end of next year. And we are also contemplating a number of other paper machine upgrades and paper mill upgrades given the current market conditions. So all in all, I think a positive story for that part of the business. Similarly, in our paper converting business, we've seen tremendous growth, albeit off a low base for some new products. For example, our home delivery bag business, which is providing fully sustainable bags for home deliveries made out of recycled paper that we make at our Felixton paper mill. We've seen that sector expanding exponentially off a very low base just 2 or 3 years ago. It was a very new business, and we've seen that grow robustly. And then in quick service restaurants, possibly encouraged a bit by lockdowns, by load shedding, people have ordered more from home, and we've seen that packaging increase quite nicely as well in the recent past.
All right, let's go into your plastics business. I mean, we saw the revenue increase there quite tepid. There were supply chain and operational issues coupled with the KZN floods that affected that performance. Do you think the worst of that pressure, though, is over in that business, or could we see more downside?
Yeah, I'd like to think that the worst part is over. I mean, we did battle in our bins and crates business in the last half, in part with some operational issues internally, but also they have some exposure to the fruit sector. We're also investing quite a lot of money in that business. We're expanding it rapidly. And so at the moment, we've got the costs without the revenue associated with that expansion. But that will see itself right in the next 6 to 12 months. So I'm confident that those projects will deliver. And we are expecting a much better performance in the plastics business during the second half of the year. So while the first half was disappointing, I mean, a big knock in the profit was the floods in KZN. We lost 12 million just in the one factory. But besides that, overall, we are still optimistic about the plastics business for the full year.
All right. Let's kind of diverge into the discontinued operations. So Impact VersaPack, the plastic trays and films business, is currently held for sale. I understand that you are in discussions with potential buyers for that business. I'm just wondering, are you finding that there's a lot of maneuvering, or maybe the landscape has changed in terms of negotiating to, you know, sell that business, considering the current market conditions that we are under?
Well, that is a very good business. You know, it's got a blue chip customer base, and it's got a very strong position in the market. So we're confident that we'll be able to find a good solution for that business, you know, in this process. And we are engaging, as we've said in our note, just with various parties who are interested in buying it.
Yeah. All right. There's a lot of pressure on profit margins. I mean, you see this across the board in all the companies, including yours, obviously with the accelerating input costs that we are seeing. Discussions are underway with your paper customers regarding the selling price increases that will be implemented in October. From the looks of it, will you be able to fully pass on those costs to consumers?
Well, that's uncertain, if I could put it bluntly, because everybody's under pressure. I mean, what we are seeing, especially since the end of June, you know, we've absorbed some of those cost increases for the time being. But from the end of June, costs have continued to escalate. And if we don't recover those costs, then we will be in, you know, we'll be in a spot of bother. So we are very much out there informing our customers and discussing with them, negotiating with them around the requirements. Everybody's going through the trauma of these price increases. These are the largest we've seen in a number of years. And I must say, even for myself, one is a little anxious about the demand related to the new prices, because you can't take that for granted. And we're having to really evaluate the best approach to the market in these circumstances. But unfortunately, it is a fact that one cannot absorb these costs. They are coming through and they need to be passed through. Otherwise, the business will be putting itself in jeopardy. So we wouldn't want to do that. Having said that, I can say that we are investing extensively in our business to not only provide new products and innovative products, but also to reduce our cost base and ensure that our customers are able to buy a cost competitive product, packaging and innovative products that otherwise wouldn't be available. So it's not a matter of us just saying, well, these are the costs and passing them on. It's trying to use every means possible to reduce the impact throughout the supply chain, because everybody's going to be under pressure in this upcoming period. Ourselves, our suppliers, of course, are pushing us, and ultimately the consumers are going to be under pressure, and we have to really consider what that means for consumer demand, and we are constantly having to evaluate that.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your time and for just giving us insights and some detail into those results that did come out from Impact. Thanks, Bruce. That was Impact CEO Bruce Strong.